This is a Construction Tales brief safety topic. In my previous two videos, I introduced you to both the topic of hot work and rules on fuel-powered portable heaters. In this video, allow me to introduce you to the rules that pertain to handling and using oxygen, acetylene, and other flammable gases when performing hot work on a typical construction job site. I am referencing Chapter 14, Fire Protection Systems, that comes from the 2014 New York City Fire Code for this video. The handling of oxygen for hot work are being governed from FC 26 and 30 as applicable. The sections that give guidance for handling storage and use for liquid oxygen can be found under FC 1406.2.1.1 through FC 1406.2.1.9. Rules on managing flammable gases fall under FC 26, 35, and 38. The handling of these different types of flammable gases must be qualified by holding a certificate of fitness. Prior to doing any hot work, the appropriate permits must be filed and on hand on site for review during periodic job site inspections as per FC 105.6. Additionally, a sketch shall be submitted to the department for approval along with a permit for oxygen storage. The sketch should contain the following information. 1. Number and size of containers. 2. Enclosure, manifold, and service piping construction. 3. Location of risers and outlets. 4. Location of all equipment that include vaporizers, valves, or safety relief devices. Signage must be posted near the oxygen storage area that uses the following language. Quote, danger. Liquid oxygen, no smoking, no open flames, end quote. Additionally, legible operating instructions must be posted near the liquid oxygen manifold. One of the first things you should know is that oxygen tanks are dangerous and great care must be taken when transporting them. You're not allowed to store more than one tank that is 6.2 cubic feet in size of oxygen indoors. Any other oxygen containers must be stored outdoors. If you see more than one oxygen tank in your indoor work area, report this issue to the site safety manager immediately. The oxygen trailers must possess license plates through the Department of Motor Vehicles. Oxygen trailer containers shall be designed, constructed, and tested as per the rules that come from the United States Department of Transportation. The owner and operator of oxygen trailers must notify the department in writing at least 48 hours prior to the delivery of the oxygen containers to the construction site. The written data must include the following. 1. Contractor's name, address, and phone number. 2. The location of the construction site. 3. Quantity and frequency of oxygen deliveries to the job site. 4. Expected duration of oxygen cylinders on the construction site. Of course, all of the gas-related equipment pertaining to hot work must undergo testing in order to be safe for workers and bystanders on the average job site. Vaporizers and manifolds must be pressure tested to 250 PSIG. The minimum bursting pressure must be rated at 1000 PSIG. The safety relief valve shall relieve at or below 500 PSIG. Once they are assembled, they are then pressure tested to 500 PSIG while using a non-combustible material that is known as a testing medium. Any connection between the service piping and manifold cannot be more than 5 feet in length. The service hose tubing from the oxygen manifold must be made of either 1. Copper, 2. Stainless steel, or 3. Wrought iron or steel. The service piping must be labeled and secure. Once the equipment has been assembled and tested, it is required for the contractor to offer an affidavit that all parts are approved and tested and safe for use in the field. Once everything has been assembled and tested, along with the space being free of hazards, it is time to get into the hot work test. Once the hot work has ended, the oxygen and acetylene must be removed from the workspace and placed into the designated storage areas. The exception to the rule is longer than 2 hours, such as work and lunch break. The storage area must be on an unoccupied area that sits within approved compressed gas storage containers and safely secured by preventing unauthorized entry. If outdoor storage is not available, acetylene storage can be permitted on the ground floor of an unoccupied building. The ground floor storage area cannot exceed 3,500 square cubic feet. The outdoor storage locations can be multiple as long as the distance between the locations comply with FC Chapter 35 guidelines. When it is required for a site safety manager or site coordinator to be on the construction project, a fire safety manager must also be on site for hot work operations. The site safety manager or site coordinator may also serve as a fire manager if they also possess the construction site fire safety manager certificate of fitness. For larger projects higher than 250 feet or higher than 20 stories and a footprint that is 200,000 square feet, the fire safety manager must be designated solely for that task. I will dive deeper into those credentials and how to acquire them in future videos. Well, my friend, this wraps up what I have for now on offering you rules and basic safety tips that pertain to handling oxygen tanks and acetylene on your average construction project. Accidents can happen on typical construction projects here in New York City. The objective is to learn some important safety tips and to try to avoid any mishaps in the future. Stay tuned for future videos where I offer even more different types of safety tips. This concludes this Construction Tales safety topic. Come back for more topics soon.